It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101. We're broadcasting live on the web and live here in Hawaii. There's an announcement I'd like to make. I'd like to thank Theodore DeWard for his support on Automotive 101 for the last several years. And I want to announce that this is our last month of Hawaiian Automotive 101. Due to the fact of the economy as one, and being loyal to your sponsors is number two. When sponsors can't make ends meet, they have to drop from the show. Dropping from the show will end Hawaiian Automotive 101 after 15 years on the air. So just to let you folks know that this is our last month. So you can go on the web and check out whatever info we have on the web. And that's the only source actually we're going to have is the web. Okay? So give us a call at 296-5467. And I want to send a big mahalo to all my listeners for being so loyal throughout the years. And through no control of ours, we would have to pull the plug. Okay? So anyway, we have Sean and Theodore here. So if you have any questions about Royal Purple, give us a call. Okay?
Good afternoon, George. And again, we do thank you very much for all of you done for the radio. And we do thank you for the listeners that supported us and you throughout the years. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
Okay, so Fred Hemmings is pushing for electric cars. And electric cars is a real crazy thing, folks. For instance, can you imagine if 100,000 electric cars plugged into the wall all at once? They blow the circuit. Well, just for your information, we have over 1 million cars on Oahu. So, how can you go electric? That's idiotic. Okay, so anyway, let's go to calls.
We have.
Yes?
We have George from Habilitat.
Hi, George.
Hey, aloha. You have a great name, by the way.
Yeah, you too.
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. And yourself?
Not bad. I'm glad you made time for us. We appreciate that.
Oh, we always try to help the community.
Yeah, our event coming up is the big luau that we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so in May, it's May 22nd at Wimmer Community College, and what makes this unique is our way of putting together something for the community, for the whole island, to come together and have a good time, and at the same time, we raise our own funds to keep our facility open so we don't bother the taxpayer or Uncle Sam, and it's a way for the residents here to get involved in the project itself as well. And it's just really one of the major feats that we do every year. This and the Christmas trees were probably the most famous. And what we have coming up on May 22nd at Wimmer Community College, it's a day event from 11 to 5. There's free parking, and it's a family event. We have kids ranging from age 2 all the way up to 80 who attend, and we have this year 10 feet coming out. And then we have the Bretta Smoking 16 come out and do it with the kids. They're great. They're actually great live. We have a live and silent auction with Surfer Joe. We have Sister Roby comes out, and we have stuff for the kids. Tons of stuff for the kids, bouncy castles, fake paint, shave ice. We have a mobile game room. We have a Build-A-Bear. We have a lot of stuff for the kids. That's why a lot of families like to come out to the event. And that's what we're pushing. That's what we're getting ready for.
When is this?
May 22nd. And it's at Windward Community College right here on the side. Beautiful Windward side.
Windward Community College.
Yes.
Where is that?
It's by, good question. It's kind of like by the State Hospital area right on the side of the island, right off the H3.
Oh, by the Papuli House?
Yeah, it's right. It's a beautiful campus, like right on the base of the Kolau Mountain.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's across that golf course, George.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's hard to describe. As soon as you come off H3, you can take a left, and it's like right up against the mountains there.
You can't really
miss it. The street address is right up there. We've been there for like the last 8 years, and they've been really good to us. And it's a huge open lot that they give us.
Okay. If anybody want to find out more info, you have a number they can call?
Yeah, the main number here is 235-3691. That's the Billitat's main number. And the best source of information that you can get is our website, which is full of information. Channel 4 did a new story on it last year. And in about 1 minute, they sum up the event. And that's habilitat.org. And if you go to the bottom of our main webpage, the Luau tent, that you can click on, and that'll give you all the information about Sister Rovi coming, Tiny Sedani's hosting. We have 10 feet coming out. It talks about the brothers. It talks about the food. 8-course wine meal. It talks about the live silent auction, who is done by Surfer Joe. Stuff for the kids. It gives all the information possible right there.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they need any other questions asked, just send them our way. The phone number is probably the best way.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No problem.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Carol from Salt Lake.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, hi, George. I came in yesterday to your shop, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, so I just wanted to let you know that, you know, the car feels really good after I changed the oil with the Royal Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also I called in because, remember you were telling me about the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And that, because I have a Toyota, and that the brakes, you know, if it's made from China, it's not that good. So,
how is it now?
Oh, it works. It feels really good. I mean, big difference.
Good.
So, yeah.
Did you wax the car?
Oh, no, not yet. Oh, you remember that? No, not yet. I didn't have time.
What did you do with the brakes, George?
We changed the pads. We use Japanese pads. It grabs a lot better. It's more dependable. It's just way better than what's on the car.
Yeah, and then I wanted to bring that up because, you know, I'm rather a new listener to your show, so I don't know, you know, if people know about that. So to bring it up and just to make people aware of, you know, check what kind of brakes you have, that kind of thing.
Very good.
Yeah. So, and then, I'm a relatively new listener, and I'm sorry to hear that you'll be ending your show this month. But I wanted to thank you for all the information that you put out over the air.
Well, we try, and we've been doing it for 15 years, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the economy got to us, so.
Right.
Unless something happens, we have a broker working on the advertising now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he comes through, we'll still be on there.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, I look forward to hearing you again.
You can check the website as to more information as it comes up.
Okay, will
okay.
do. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
And George, tell me, are all Toyota OEM Chinese pads?
Only the ones in America. And it's 2000 and up. Have a problem.
Wow.
When they get a little bit warm, they don't stop.
Hmm.
So, you got to stand on them with 4 feet.
George, what is it?
George, I've only got 2 feet. Come on.
Then you're in trouble.
George, what is your website that people can go to?
www.georgenita.com. Very simple. Okay, who's next?
We have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know you made my co-worker's husband, Petey, very happy. He said his car is now like $1 million after I don't know how many years he did without air conditioning. He has air conditioning once again. Now he likes a whole or any old place.
Good.
Yeah, poor guy. He lost his job. You know, within the last 2 years, he's lost 3 jobs.
Well, who's to blame for that, yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, it's the economy. You know, the economy is like, you know, his last job, they said they wanted so bad to keep him, but because of, you know, lack of, funds to keep him employed, they had to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things by no fault of anyone else. But I just wanted to let you know that you made him very happy, and
good.
You just earned yourself a new customer.
Good.
They said from now on, they're going to come see you.
That's good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dean.
Okay, thanks, George.
Take care, Dean.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, talking about jobs, by the state cutting the staff, it's not going to help the economy because it works this way, folks. Those people that got laid off will not spend money. How can they? They don't have a job. They don't spend money, the businesses slow down. The businesses slow down, the distributors slow down. It's all the way down the line. It's a domino effect. So wake up, Linda Lingo. That's not the way you do business. You don't chase away your customers. That's the best way to fold up. So find another avenue. And the one I've been trying to tell these people to do is the Waikiki Grand Prix race. Motorsport racing is the biggest money maker in the world. Not football, is motorsport racing. Football is just a player and his football. Motorsport racing, you got oil, you got parts, you got fuel, you got tires, you got all sorts of things. And that creates and stimulates the economy. Do we have motorsport racing in Oahu? No. They closed the racetrack down. So it's like shutting down your business. You got a restaurant, you got 100 tables. You say, I think we don't need 50 tables. What happens to your volume of business? It goes down. Then you say, it's getting slow. We need 25 tables now. You're going backwards. You get less and less business. Pretty soon you put up the sign outside, Chapter 11. Uh-oh. Then a domino effect all the way down the line. So please, folks, get hold of your politicians and tell them, wake up, smell a coffee, and do it another way. Motorsport racing is one. For how many years we have never had powerboat racing at Kehi Lagoon? We used to have that in the 60s and 70s. What happened? Did everybody go on a strike? Did everybody move to Vegas? No. There's no facilities left. If you cut back on these facilities, the less money people will make. So, you go figure. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. And just to let you know again, unless something happens pretty quick, this will be the last month Hawaiian Automotive 101 will be on the air. Okay? So, anyway. Who's on the line?
It's Rolling Bob. Did you want to have him on already?
Well, no, because he's going to take up the rest of the hour. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. And again, I'd like to thank Royal Purple, Theodore DeWard. There's 4 distributors in the state of Hawaii, and Theodore is the only one that had the heart to come forward and support Hawaiian Automotive 101 for so many years. He also supported the Junior Dragster program and several other programs. Now, what did NAPA and the rest of them do? Alas, nothing. Their attitude is, hey, if Theodore is going to do it, why should we? So, what do you say to that kind of businesses, folks? If you don't appreciate Hawaiian Automotive 101, then fine, patronize them. But if you do, do something about it. If you don't, all this thing is going to come down like a ton of bricks. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Alan from Lanikai.
Alan?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Well, sorry to hear you're folding up your tent.
Well, it's the money.
Yeah, right. Well, I've been listening to you for a long time. You commented about electric cars. I put in 30 years with Hawaiian Electric, so I thought I'd give you a little comment on the subject. Your point is well taken about the charging load.
Mm-hmm.
However, the good news is that the all utilities in Hawaii, their system peak occurs about 7 o'clock at night, usually in September, October, that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiian Electric, any utility, can offer time-of-use rates. They can also offer a time availability rate, either way. Time of use is probably adequate. What that means, if you use the power off-peak, Hawaiian Electric can sell it to you a lot cheaper.
Okay.
Yeah, it works. And I helped a lot of customers sign up for those kind of systems in my day there.
Yeah.
But the whole point is that you set your Hawaiian Electric's time of off-peak rate starts at 9 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
And so if the charging takes place between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m., it's all off-peak, so Hawaiian Electric won't have to build any power plants for quite a while to pick up the automotive load. But that's real important that you do your charging off-peak,
mm-hmm.
for the very reasons that you outlined. And that brings up another point. I read one article quite recently that said you can probably set it up to charge either off a 120-volt regular wall plug or a 240-volt plug like your clothes dryer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've already suggested to Hawaiian Electric they really want to standardize on the 240-volt plug, again, like a clothes dryer, so you can get the charging done before sunrise, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So if you do it right up front, it'll be quite a while before Hawaiian Electric would have to build another power plant, and that would be off-peak load,
mm-hmm.
which is something that utilities love to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just appreciate you bringing it up, so I thought I'd throw that electric utility perspective in for what it's worth.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Automotive 101 and your host, George Nita, and his guest today is Theodore D. Ward and Sean from Royal Purple.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Fluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Oh?
Hey, Bob? Rolling Bob there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. I was just talking for 10 seconds, and nobody heard it.
Yeah.
It was probably the most brilliant 10 seconds of my career.
Well, too bad.
And now I know.
Repeat yourself.
And I'm going to say, Theodore and Sean, you know, hey, thanks for the support, you guys. But, you know, every good run, I'm not giving up hope yet. We still got a few weeks left. You never know what's going to happen. But it's funny that you were talking about the electric car, so I did some quick research. And when you get your electric car, it's about $2,500 more to have somebody come to your house and install a 240-volt, 20-amp charging system that has to be hardwired directly into your house. So for those people thinking that there's some kind of extension cord that you just plug into the wall, that's not the case, or at least not on the first run. So that's going to be kind of interesting, but yeah, I don't know.
How do you do it if you're living in a condo?
I guess you got to figure out something downstairs somewhere to put the charging unit in.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
sure.
Somebody's going to have to open up a charging gas station or, and this article I was reading, they're saying, and of course they're always referencing California, that they have restaurants that have said that they're going to commit to putting in the charging station. So it'll charge like while you go. Because, you know, you only got 100 miles, which isn't very far.
That's right.
And, you know, so if you're going to go somewhere, you know, you got to be able to charge it. So they're saying that if a restaurant or shopping center, they'd probably, you know, let you charge while you're shopping. But, of course, you know, it's a matter of time.
Yeah, Bob, what about these delivery vans and stuff that travel 200 miles in a day?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they're not even talking about vans. This is a little car, the Nissan Leaf is called. It looks like the Prius.
Yeah, but Fred Hemmings wants everybody to go 100% electric.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's dreaming.
Know, yeah. They'd also like everybody to pay three times more tax, too.
Oh, yeah. Maybe four.
Yeah, but you know what they did in Oregon is they reversed the law. They used to give free parking to hybrid cars,
mm-hmm.
and now so many people have hybrid cars, they had to go in and change the law. Now the people with hybrid cars have to pay parking.
See?
Because, you know, it's all about the money. End of the day,
all about
the money. Anyway, on that note, oh, by the way, I just have to tell you folks this. If you see me driving erratically, it's because I'm scared of Toyotas now. So if anybody behind, especially those Priuses, if I see somebody coming up in a Honda Prius, I try to get out the way because you never know. The thing might do 94 miles an hour and, you know.
Yep. Hey, Bob, by the way, it's not a Honda Prius. It's a Toyota Prius.
Toyota Prius. See, I'm all mixed up.
Okay,
here.
Bob.
Anyway, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Jean from Waikiki.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, George. Pretty soon we're going to miss your program because we always listen to you and get all your advice and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I want to bring my car down to see you,
mm-hmm.
But I got your address the last time you told me it's in Kalihi,
mm-hmm.
1316, right? But where is the location at? Around where?
Behind of Dillingham Zippies.
Oh, behind Dillingham Zippies.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, yeah. So I asked everybody, I said, I never heard of this George. I said, what? Don't you listen to the show? So I said, wow, you say you better turn on and listen every Saturday. So now I know it's behind Dillingham City.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George and Theodore. I got a question for Theodore and a question for George. First one for Theodore. You know that Royal Purple, like for the trans fluid? You know, they make all different types of trans fluid, like the Ford FA, the Dextron 3, the Mopar, the special one for like the caravans and all like that. Does the Royal Purple trans fluid replace all of them, or do they have special different types?
Oh, I have a very simple answer. Yes.
Well, it replaces all of it?
Every one of them.
And it'll be safe for warranty and everything?
Absolutely.
So all we got to do is just fill it up with the Royal Purple instead of the whatever other brand.
The Royal Purple ATF, right, correct.
Even that Mopar one, which is like about $5 a quart?
Yes.
It'll be good for that.
Yes.
Okay, terrific.
Is that the regular ATF or the HF?
No, that's the regular ATF. Mm. Yeah. Now, if you've got a van that's typically overloaded, a commercial van or a heavy-duty truck that you're really flogging, then you go to the ATF HF. But if it's a standard car and it's day-to-day usage, no, the regular ATF will meet all requirements out there on the road.
Okay, that's good. It'll save me money.
Yes. Now you have a question for George.
Yes. Now I got a question for George. George, when Mufi goes for the governor, why don't you run for mayor?
No.
Why not?
I gave the state of Hawaii three chances.
Yeah, but that was for governor, you know.
Mayor. I don't want to waste my time anymore. The people of Hawaii do not know a good thing when they see it. This is a perfect example, okay? You put $1 million on a sidewalk. The local people look at it, look around, think about it, walk away. But if it's on the mainland, like California, $1 million on the sidewalk, they pick it up and they run. That's why they don't vote for politicians for governor in California. It's everybody but politicians. And as long as a politician is a politician, things will never, ever change. Why should it? So that's why I've had it. Even with this radio show, I've been trying to tell people, patronize only the ones that patronize the show. But no, people go to Don Quixote's, buy tons and tons of Royal Purple and stuff like that, and they don't patronize the dealers that carry Royal Purple from Theodore DeWart. So now comes the story where we got to end, and this is the Aloha Month. So that's where we at.
Okay. Well, I think you should run for mayor, but I mean, you know.
No. Tracy Arakaki wanted me to run for city council. I'm not going to involve in politics at all. I've had it. It's like Henry Peters told me way back in 94, don't run for governor. The people don't care. They love what's happening, so leave it be. I think he's right. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks
well,
a lot.
Can't blame us for trying to get you to run.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. If you got a question or whatever. And again, this is the Aloha Show, the last month that we will be on the air unless something drastic happens where we pick up sponsors to support the show. Other than that, that's it. We got, what, 3 more Saturdays left, and that's it. We've been on the air for 15 years, and Theodore has been supporting Hawaiian Automotive 101, and now we got to go.
It's been almost 5 years, George.
Yeah. So, the things got to happen, you know? Anyway, watch the website, www.georgenita.com, and if anything comes up, we will post it on the website. Okay?
George, what is your phone number for your shop?
847-5554. Okay, Wanda, who's next?
We have Curtis from Mililani.
Hi, Curtis.
Hi, George. Sorry to hear that your show is ending. You know, I couldn't call in because I work this Saturday. This happens, I'm off this time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really sad. But, you know, I have a Toyota Corolla, a 2003, and there's no recall on that, but should I be still worried or...
About
what? I mean, like, about something happening as far as the acceleration or recall?
No, I wouldn't worry about that. Just worry about changing the front brake pads.
Front brake pads to, what you mean?
What if you have the factory brake pads on the front, change them.
Oh, no, I wouldn't change them already.
Okay, that's good.
That's the thing I got to worry about.
That's it.
You know, sometimes when I'm at idle, my car feels like it wants to go, so I can kind of feel like maybe... Like
what kind of gas?
I used to... Well, whatever, Supreme. I used Supreme.
What brand? Shell is your best.
And Shell is the best.
Yes, if you're using something that's substandard, Toyotas, for some reason, require a higher octane. And our octane in Hawaii is all down 3 numbers, some yeah. more. And
what about like Chevron with the Tekron?
That's the lowest.
Oh, what?
The Toyotas will never run on Chevron.
Chevron is not. What about Aloha gas?
That's the same thing.
Same thing as Chevron.
Yes. Try Shell.
But what if I cannot put Shell?
Why not?
Because in Milani, no more that many Shells before.
What about Tesoro?
Tesoro, yeah, I get one Tesoro in Milani, Malco.
Okay, Tesoro is very close to Shell.
Okay. Just because, you know, I don't know where get a Shell in Milani, you know, in where I live.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know get a Chevron, Aloha Gas, Freedom Gas. What about that gas?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Just the two that I mentioned. The best is Shell.
Shell, but if I... Shell what fuel, I can go there. But if I cannot go there, then I should go to Tesoro.
Mm-hmm. Use premium. Because the state allowed the oil companies to lower the octane three numbers 5 years ago. And everybody cussed at the ethanol, but the ethanol was not the problem. It was the dropping of the octane that's a problem. That's why you're losing gas mileage.
You know, my car is like a 2003 with about 80,000 miles. You know how many more years I should, like, keep this car?
You,
well, I want to run it as long as I can because I cannot afford a new car.
The person
I just want to know about how...
The person
how
you need to talk to is in your bathroom. Look in the mirror as the guy you talk to.
What's the average life of a car? About 15 years?
I just told you. The guy in the mirror.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, if you take care of your car, it'll last indefinitely. If you don't, it'll break.
That's true.
People use cheap oil, junk oil, they don't service the car, they don't maintain it. Yeah, they're going to end up buying cars after car after car.
But what's the best oil filter you think I can buy?
Well, the oil filter I would recommend, is it a Wix or Purolator?
What about like Genuine?
No.
Curtis, are you using Royal Purple?
Well, I use, since I got my car, I use like Royal Purple, Amsoil, Mobil 1, Castrol.
Castrol's no good.
I use that only once. I run my oil about 8,000 miles minimum.
Okay.
So, I don't know which one, right now I have Mobil 1. But I had Royal Purple too. I mean, I ran that for about 8,000 miles.
Well, Royal Purple is your number one oil.
Oh, okay.
No, Mobil 1 is number 4.
What is number 2?
Synergen.
But they're not here, right?
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh.
So you don't have a choice. If you use Royal Purple and you want your car to last.
Yeah, you asked the question of you want the car to last. There's no doubt about it. You got to run Royal Purple. If you don't, it's not going to last.
Yeah, I was doing like my own kind of test. But when I put the Royal Purple, what am I going to notice again?
Well, I can show you the test.
Because I'm going to change my oil I'm going to change my oil this month. And I'm putting the Royal Purple, but I just wanted to know what I should look out for, like to notice the difference.
It's going to run smoother, and you're going to get better gas mileage.
How much more gas mileage?
It varies, but we've seen up to 2 miles more per gallon.
Okay.
But then you should use the other Royal Purple products too, right? Transmission and I don't know what else.
Did you flush your transmission with Royal Purple?
No, I have the Toyota transmission.
Then it's not going to last, my friend.
What's not going to last?
Your car is not going to last.
My transmission?
Yes.
Okay, so I should put the...
How many miles you got on that car now?
About 80,000.
Pretty soon.
Pretty soon what?
You gotta replace the trans.
And if I put Royal Purple now, what? I can last that much longer.
I don't know. You're supposed to.
Is something going wrong with
my trans? Just try the Royal Purple already, anyway.
You're supposed to have flushed the trans every year.
Oh, even though they say you don't need to flush them at all.
You gotta remember, they try to sell you another car.
Or another transmission.
Mm-hmm.
What if the oil looks all right? I mean, I look at the oil, I don't see anything like wrong. Yeah.
Is it red?
Yeah.
Blood red? Or brownish red? It's brownish red.
No, I don't think it's that brownish red.
Smell it.
And then what?
If it has an odor, it's gone. There's
smell anything.
Nope. There's no transmission oil that lasts long as that.
If you talk to any transmission shop, they'll tell you $80,000 is about normal to replace the trans.
Well, the cost you're going to pay to flush your transmission and put in Royal Purple versus replacing the trans or fixing your trans is so much less. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so I should flush them as soon as possible with Royal Purple then.
If you want to keep it.
But you can't just flush the... You have to take your car into, like, say, George's place because you need a special machine to flush the trans.
Yeah, I know. You cannot just drain them. You got to suck out the oil.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You got that part.
Thanks. Aloha.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we have Jimmy from Mililani.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, George. George, I have a 2009 Odyssey, and I don't put much mileage. I know that we're supposed to change the oil every 3,000 miles or 3 months. It's been almost 6 months, and I only put in the mileage is about 1,700 miles.
What kind of oil?
Oh, it's from the dealer. It's from the it's a new car.
This is the thumb rule, okay? And I don't care what anybody else tell you. If you got generic, regular motor oil, okay?
Yeah.
You change the oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first.
Okay, got you.
Even if you put 50 miles on the car, 3 months you change it.
Is there a reason for that? Is it because of condensation? Is that what it is?
It builds acid.
Oh. Even if it's not running that much?
As long as you run it once, it'll build acid.
I see. Okay. And, you know, my doors, they stick. The sliding doors, they stick. When you, you know, if I don't use the car for about a week or so, and when I go to open a door, they stick. The rubber seems to seal together, and I have to pull on a door. Is there some kind of silicone or something I can use to loosen that up?
You're supposed to be spraying your rubbers all with silicone.
Okay. And that would help you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, George. Hey, thanks a lot. Huh?
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Aloha.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. And his guest today, Theodore DeWert from Royal Purple and also Sean from Royal Purple.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts, Maui Toyota on Maui, and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and Mario Yano has a lock that goes in the trailer hitch, and you can put in money and whatever, spare keys. So when you go to the beach and stuff, you got some place to put your valuables. Call him at 497-7739. He can better explain it to you. Okay? And IBIZ Wax, you can get it from Todd. Todd's number is 294-8500 or Harvey Maeda on Kauai. Harvey's number, 245-6523. Harvey also sells the electronic rust proofer and Royal Purple and several other stuff, including carp, I think. Yeah, he has a lot of carp there. Anyway, again, I'd like to announce that this is our last month of Hawaiian Automotive 101. And I'd like to thank Theodore for supporting Hawaiian Automotive 101 for all these years and helping the Junior Dragster program. You very, very seldomly find people that will help the community. So,
you know, I, George, interrupt for a moment. I really, truly miss the fact that these jackasses that we call politicians shut down the racetrack, because I think that Junior Dragster program was one of the most, you put an expectation on the kids and they either met it or they didn't, and 99% of the time they met their expectations.
Mm-hmm. It is good, but people don't look that far. And if you notice, Teal, there's so much children abuse right now, and people all think about me, myself, and nobody else.
Well, I'm sorry. I go to the fact the politicians didn't get paid off enough to keep the racetrack open.
That's true. They don't know what a racetrack looks like.
Well, no, the only thing they understand is
money.
How much money are you going to pay me to vote for this?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Every one of them is a whore that sells out to the highest bidder. And that goes from the governor on down to the lowest bureaucrat that's in government today.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I really incense at everything being paid off. It doesn't make any difference, good or bad, is mm-hmm. how much money are you going to pay me?
No money, no honey. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467 if you got any comments to make or questions about your car. This is the time to ask, because once we go off the air, it's aloha. Okay, so.
Well, fortunately, they'll still have your website, George.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you can always put questions on your website. Mm-hmm. Can you not?
Yep.
And you'll answer them. Okay.
Yeah, Bob will answer it.
Okay.
So anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. And again, this is our last month, unless something happens in between. I have a broker that is checking around if he can find sponsors. to keep Automotive 101 on the air. So there's a lot of big companies that would like and love Hawaiian Automotive 101 to be gone. And you know who. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Damien from Maui Toyota.
Hey, Damien.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Okay. Have your broker give me a call.
Okay.
Or should I sign on as JD number one?
Good to hear from you, JD.
You know what I'm referring to.
No.
You don't, George? You don't.
How are you?
Fine.
How's the sales?
It picked up a little bit in March, better than it was in February. February was in the bottom of the toilet.
Well, let me tell the people of Hawaii, Maui Toyota is the best Toyota dealership in the state. I endorse them.
What do you remember about JD number one?
Who that?
You don't remember, George. Come on.
Mind sleeping.
This is history for you.
Another senior moment for George.
The first junior dragster in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Damien Furrias donated the first junior dragster.
Really?
Yes. The very first one. I talked to him about the program. He said, get it. I'll pay for it.
Wow.
No hesitation.
Yeah. Then you both used it. I turned it over to you, and you both used it for quite a few years in Oahu.
Yep.
All the way until the program ended.
Yep.
Yep.
We even used it to test out ethanol.
Yep. And that car there was the winningest car in all of the junior dragsters.
Really?
Yes.
Even after you brought in all those big engines?
Yeah, they couldn't beat that car. That car was super consistent.
But anyway, George, you know, with your broker, I haven't given a call. Also, what I would ask you to do is, remember we talked on Monday. Why don't you, when you get through the show, go up to the corner of Kalihi and King Street.
Mm-hmm.
Go behind the Shell service station over there.
Mm-hmm.
And see if Tom Griffin is there.
Who?
Tom Griffin.
Okay.
You, I think, mentioned that they were a sponsor, but they're pulling out.
Yeah.
You know who's behind the service, Shell station?
No.
Honolulu Ford.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, and tell Tom I asked you to go see him.
Okay.
I will match anything he's willing to do.
Okay.
That way, Tom, don't get out. I mean, it's good for the community that we stay in. But it seems that as long as you've been running Automotive 101, there's still a lot of education that needs to be done before you stop doing this program.
Oh, yeah. You know why, huh? Like Theodore said, it goes in one ear and out the other faster than it came in.
Well, you know, it's just like raising kids, you know, you raise them and you think you're raising them well, then they go to school and they get involved with their little groups and the peer pressure comes in and all of a sudden their friends know more than their parents. So, you know, that's just the way the world is today.
No, Damien, your son is the greatest.
Yeah, he's a good kid, but sometimes his decisions aren't the best.
Well, he's just like the father.
They say, what they say always, the nut doesn't fall far from the tree or something.
Yeah, but I got a real feeling that this isn't the end of Automotive 101. So
okay, I'll have them call you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Damien.
Nice talk to you, Joe. Okay.
Aloha. Thank you, Damien.
Thank you, Damien.
Oh, we got to go to another break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guests today are Theodore D. Ward and Sean from Royal Purple.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031, or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Brian from Copley.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, George. Great show. I've got a couple of quick topics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you familiar with Makikilo Drive, the
mm-hmm.
long uphill?
Mm-hmm.
I've got that hill 2 or 3 times a week. And should I be coming down in, like, second? I'm automatic. Should I be coming down in second gear or using my brake? What's better for my car?
Use the trans.
Okay, so second gear, a lower gear, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and does that mean I'm going to be saving my brakes and using my trans?
That means you're going to save your life, because the rotors on the cars today are substandard, and they heat up real quick, and once they heat up, your brakes won't stop.
Oh, so put the diesel trans to go there then.
Mm-hmm. Just okay. Slow it down with the trans.
Okay.
Okay.
Second topic. I have a 99 car, and my wife just bought a brand new car, and we take our cars to the dealers for, you know, maintenance, oil change, and whatnot. I've been listening to this Royal Purple deal, but they're not going to use Royal Purple, right?
No.
I mean, I never asked them, but
they're not going to use it. So think about this. If you're a car dealer, you want to make your customer's car last 20 years? No. You want to come back, buy a new one in 5 years.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Okay. So, now with my car is manual, as out of warranty, but my wife's car is brand new in warranty.
It doesn't matter. If it was me, I would put the Royal Purple in from the get-go. We have lots of customers that do that.
Okay. What happens to my manufacturer warranty?
What's that?
What happens to my manufacturer warranty?
It doesn't affect the warranty at all.
Oh, no, not that. It's just that it's not being serviced by the dealership in that respect.
I wouldn't go to the dealership for servicing.
At all?
Nope.
So, like, if something goes wrong, you know, the powertrain or bumps the bumper, they need to have my evidence that I've been servicing and taking care of my vehicle, right?
No. If you were going to Maui Toyota, fine, go there. But if you're going to a dealer on Oahu, no.
Right. So, a shop like yours would honor my warranty then, if I own a brand new car?
No. You got a warranty stuff? Yes, you go back to the dealer. Servicing? No.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, some of my dealership is telling me if I don't have evidence of servicing.
Yeah, that's why. If you bring it into a shop, they give you a receipt for servicing the car. And right. That's all you need.
Okay. So servicing is oil change or everything else?
Oil change, checking out the car and stuff like that. But if you're going to Jiffy Lube, they do not check your car.
Right.
They just slam bang you out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay? Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling. Sean, you had something to say?
Well, thank you, George. For all the businesses that you've gave us and all of that, we do thank you and more for in the future. But we are bringing up a website here locally for Royal Purple Hawaii. It is RP808, as you're aware of. .com. It's going to be geared more towards the local vendors of ours. If anybody wants to find out where they can get it, go to the website. If not, give Theodore a call at 352-5200, myself 227-9238, or Mike at 722-8320. The website is under construction right now. It'll be probably up 3/4 of the way before the end of this month, probably the last week of this month. And we will be having a link towards your website as well.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Who's next?
We have Jay from Kapolei.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, George. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your show, and I hope you stay on. Basically, I have a brand new car for my wife. It's a Ford Escape with a six-cylinder engine. And you mentioned about putting the premium gas in there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Even though it doesn't call for that in the book.
The book is going by the national standard. And okay. Nationally, they do have a true 87. But in Hawaii, there is no true 87. It's all down three numbers. And if you look at the book, it says, do not run fuel below 87.
Okay. And then the next question I have is, you know, with this ethanol, my motorcycle gummed up the carburetors. You know, I
that's
don't
not
that
the
that
ethanol.
It isn't?
No. Ethanol is whiskey. You ever saw whiskey gum up?
No, it never gummed me up when I take it.
Oh, there you go.
Well, something gummed up my carburetor, and the dealer told me it was because of the new, you know, additive that they have in the fuel.
No. Dealer don't know his, you know, what from the what.
Well, it brings up the question. I now got a generator, and I don't want the same thing to happen, so how do you prevent I had to take the carburetor out and clean it out, you know.
Don't leave fuel in the car.
Don't leave it in. Okay.
Yeah.
So just run it dry with the valve off, I guess.
Yep.
Okay. And what about those fuel additives? Are they worthwhile or?
No.
No. Okay. So just run it dry and that should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have all the questions, but I should let some other people get
their
chance.
You want, you can come by and I'll give you a pint of ethanol and you keep it around the house and you see if it gums up.
Okay.
It doesn't gum up.
What is really gumming it up then? It's sitting there and not
it's the gasoline.
Used? The gasoline itself.
Yeah, the oil companies are trying to kill ethanol.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I understand now. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, again, I'd like to remind you that this is the last month for Automotive 101 unless something happens from now to the end of the month. And I have a broker that's working on it. He believes in the show, and he's trying to do something about it. And, you know, it's nice that people really care. A lot of people just go about their business, not worry about anything. And that's why we have politics like we do, because people don't do the homework. They just say, I remember that name. I'll vote for him, even if he was a child molester. They don't do their homework. I'm telling you. I mean, I don't want to mention names, but somebody is on the TV saying that they did this and they did that and they did this and they cut the budgets and they saved money for the state. So how come we're in this bad economy? Jeez. I don't know. Anyway, it's everybody's fault,
George,
not just certain people.
Yeah. A quick aside, George. One of the things I did, I've got a generator at home, an emergency generator,
mm-hmm.
and I've got ethanol in the tank, so I don't have to worry about my fuel going sour on me.
Nope. Okay. Thanks, Theo.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, George.
And thanks for helping us with the Junior Director Program and Hawaiian Automotive 101. And all of you listeners, loyal listeners, thank you for being loyal to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Take care of each other. And see you all next week. Aloha.
Expressed in the preceding program did not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.